Erica Willis and Sochi Martinez are in Mount Edgecombe's Radio Club. They broadcast every other week.
Okay, so the past week or two, I have left our school in a bit of a tizzy due to a situation that's come up.
And for anyone listening to their program, you can tell these two students are not pleased.
Though our school and ANSEP have had good relations and a strong partnership in the past, this was brought before the legislature without consulting any of the people who actually run Edgecombe.
Nor did ANSEP secure the approval of the Department of Education and Early Development, the Board of Regents, or the University of Alaska, who would absorb any retained Edgecombe staff should the plan roll through. Speaking with KCAW after she got off air, Martinez says she's confused as to why Schroeder, ANSEP's founder, wanted to take over instead of collaborate.
Why didn't he come talk to Edgecombe about, like, inputting more STEM classes or integrating a program that would fast-track kids through 3 years, but at the same time they could keep the old program? I don't see why that couldn't work and why he would just decide to go straight to legislature. Like, dude.
Historically, the institutions have been friendly, if casual, partners. ANSEP has trained Edgecombe teachers. Edgecombe kids have flown up to Anchorage to take part in ANSEP summer programs. Martinez says one of her friends still has a desktop computer ANSEP gave her. The Gustavus-born senior was living in Oregon when she decided to apply to Edgecombe, and she says that while an ANSEP boarding school sounds appealing, it wouldn't have been a good match for her.
I don't have the scores for something that would be fast-tracked. I'm not good at classes that are going to be sped up or anything, so I'd be concerned about my own education and stuff and probably would have stayed in Oregon.
In a press release issued last week, ANSEP stated that students at its school would earn dozens of credits toward a bachelor's degree of engineering, science, psychology, or education, and graduate college in 3 years. For Willis, also a senior, her big bone to pick is that ANSEP feeds the University of Alaska only.
I have applied to UAF just in case, but it's not my first choice. I'd rather go to school out of state.
Willis is from Central, a tiny community near Fairbanks. She considers ANSEP a fantastic program for rural Alaskans like herself. But she was adamant that if ANSEP wants to fix education in the state, they're better off leaving Edgecombe alone and putting their energies towards other problems.
There's other proposals going through legislature to raise the number of minimum students to keep a school open. So in the next few years, there's a really good possibility that there's going to be a lot more schools closing. So there's going to be that many more kids without schools to attend. And then if they don't have as many options for other places to go, then I don't know, I can't predict the future, but that doesn't seem like it's a great combination of factors.
Teacher Dionne Brady Howard worries about this too.
The fact is, a 4-year to a 3-year program and a narrower focus means things will be lost.
If Edgecombe had a pride parade, Brady Howard would be marching in front, probably with a cardinal and gold baton. She graduated in 1991, has taught social studies since 2000, and sent both her daughters through the school. And she's worried that young Alaskans wouldn't be ready to sign on to the kind of school ANSEP has in mind by the 8th grade. In their press release, ANSEP further claims that it will have all its graduates career ready by age 20.
There are so many of us who go out into the world and can barely declare a major by the time we're 20, let alone know that we're already certified as an engineer or a scientist and be work ready. And so to expect 13-year-olds applying to the ANSEP Mount Edgecombe Accelerated High School that they're proposing is a bit daunting.
Months away from graduation, Willis also has the next generation on her mind.
How does it make you feel, the idea of Edgecombe closing?
Heartbroken seems a little strong, but then not really. It just feels like everybody, as well as Alaska, would be kind of losing something. I mean, it's like 70 years of tradition there. And it's not just the history, but it's the future. Okay, I know kids in 7th and 8th grade who want to come there, and there are kids in freshman, sophomore year there who want to graduate from there. If that were to go away, it just seems like it would be tragic.
Though very little is on paper, after all, no bill has been filed to further ANSEP's proposal, Martinez says that ANSEP has kind of come to represent a boogeyman for Edgecombe students, if not a running punchline.
Something breaks, oh, it's ANSEP's fault. Something happens, oh, it's ANSEP. This is totally a conspiracy by ANSEP. A bunch of running jokes. I think that's how Edgecombe deals with things. Really bad humor.
Bad humor, maybe, and a lot of Edgecombe pride, for sure. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.